It's here and now, and spring officially starts tomorrow. But here in New England, we are digging out. Schools are closed, driving a mess. Skiers happy as at least a foot of snow fell on much of the region. From Superstorm Sandy to a late-season nor'easter, it has been a tough winter, especially for people who live along the coast, where winds, tides, and storm surges can cut through the dunes, turn streets into rivers, tear homes off foundations. On Plum Island, a barrier island just north of Boston, six homes were demolished by construction crews last week. They were deemed irreparably damaged in a storm that hit earlier this month. Dozens of other buildings are in danger of falling into the sea. Here now's Bruce Gellerman reports on the perils of living on Land's End.
Plum Island is named for the marble-sized wild plums that grow in the fall along the beach. The island was formed 5,000 years ago when the last ice age receded, dumping debris along the northeast tip of what is now Massachusetts. Over the ages, winds in the Atlantic Ocean have carved the spit of sand into an 11-mile-long, half-mile-wide barrier island.
The barrier island is a dynamic system. It changes.
Frank Druziski is deputy refuge manager with the Parker River National Wildlife Refuge, which protects most of the island.
Its function is to change. Certain times it'll erode, certain times it'll accrete or build up, so it moves, it's shifting. But when people build houses on barrier islands, they don't want it to change.
Plum Island has always been a haven for migratory birds and wildlife. But about 60 years ago, people began building modest summer homes on the north end of the barrier island, usually 100 yards or more from the ocean. Then, over the years, came paved streets and sewers and homes with million-dollar views and price tags to match, built right along the coastline. But Frank Druziski says, just since December, three major storms have ripped through here. And the last one, a nasty nor'easter, sent two homes falling into the sea, and another 40 are at risk.
My heart goes out to the people that have houses on Plum Island. You think about, you know, they have life investment out here, and they're at the whim of the ocean, the whim of nature. And, you know, I feel really bad that the houses fell in the ocean, but, you know, you think about building a house on a pile of sand with the ocean next door. It's probably not a long-term situation to want to get into.
Well, let's go ahead. Let's go take a look.
You can hear the waves. And this is several days after the storm has left, but during the course of this last storm, the sea was just pounding. The waves were huge, and it was as rough as I've seen it, and I've been here 21 years.
Whoa, look at this.
It's high tide right now, and the water is up to almost the base of the dunes. There's not a lot of beach left. Up here to the north is where all the damage took place to the homes. You can see the heavy equipment on the beach there, and they're actually in a process of removing all the debris that the houses toppled over.
The jaws of a huge excavator take bites out of condemned homes. It's one of 13 homes on Plum Island that inspectors have declared unsafe. The owners have lost their occupancy permits. Nearby, neighbors huddle together.
My name is Greg Sawyer. I live here on Plum Island. I own a house up the street. We just lost our neighborhood because of this storm, and the state wouldn't let us protect our homes, and now we're tearing them down.
What do you mean the state wouldn't let you protect your homes?
The DEP's regulations would not allow us to protect our homes against the storm surge, and now these houses are lost.
What would you have done to try to shore up these houses?
We would have put rocks and boulders and whatever on the beach and things. We would have done stuff like that here to protect the homes instead of leaving it to the ocean, or we'd have pushed up sand like we've done many, many times before.
Dump truck after dump truck load up with debris as others empty their loads of sand and gravel. It's an attempt to save homes teetering on what's left of this part of the Plum Island shoreline. In the aftermath of the storm, the head of the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection has decided not to enforce rules that had prevented homeowners from moving sand to the beach.
My name is Ken Kimmel. I'm the commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection here in Boston.
You've got a bunch of angry homeowners on Plum Island.
Well, we have homeowners who obviously are experiencing a horrible situation where their homes have either fallen into the sea or been severely damaged, and so they're going through an awful time, and our hearts go out to them.
They're complaining that you didn't allow them to bring sand up and shore up their homes.
Yeah, that simply is not the case. Last fall, we let the homeowners do something called beach scraping, which is taking sand from the low portions of the beach and moving them up to fortify the dunes. We did allow homeowners to do that. Unfortunately, it didn't really work. There were 8 homes that did that beach scraping. 2 of them have been destroyed. 2 of them have lost their occupancy permits. The homes that did much better are the ones that have taken the time and effort to be jacked up and put onto pilings or moved back off of the dune. And we continue to believe that the only really effective way to protect those homes is to get them out of harm's way, and that things like beach scraping don't work.
A sign in the center of Plum Island, near the public beach, asks Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick to permit beach scraping. Just a short walk from here is Jim Spaziano's home. He's lived on Plum Island for 17 years. Spaziano's house is set 4 blocks back from the ocean and only suffered minor damage in the recent nor'easter.
Just a couple of flaps off the roof, but no, we've been lucky, and we've been through a number of these storms over the years, and, you know, it's just a barrier beach. It's all sand. It's very difficult to protect anything from it when you're right on the beach.
So what do you say to your neighbors that live right on the beach?
Well, you know, you say a prayer for them and hope that these storms don't continue.
The issue in Plum Island is really the fact that the sea line is receding at an alarmingly fast rate.
Again, Ken Kimmel, head of Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection.
It took about 100 years to lose its first 100 feet. It's now lost a second 100 feet since 1994.
The ocean is relentless, and United Nations scientists say as the planet warms and ice caps melt, this is just one more sign of what's ahead.
I believe the future is now.
Frank Truszyski with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
People keep talking about climate change. People talk about sea level rise. I mean, we're witnessing it right now with the storms, the frequency of the storms, the intensity of the storms, and the erosion that we're seeing on this barrier island. The future is now. It's happening right before our very eyes.
A visit to Plum Island in Massachusetts, produced and reported by Bruce Gellerman, or as we refer to him, Godfather. If his voice sounds familiar to longtime listeners, yes, it's that Bruce, the one who created Here and Now. Nice to hear him again. When we come back, composer Eric Whitaker, from cyberspace to an in-the-flesh choir, Here and Now.